Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. With holiday shopping so convenient these days, many of you are probably already finished. But after hearing this conversation, you may still have much more work to do when it comes to holiday shopping. During this season of giving, there are probably people outside of your circle of family and friends who may deserve a gift. How do you decide who gets what? Well, we have advice from some people in the know. Taria Griffin is the acting general manager of Fiorella Italian Kitchen. Crystal Bailey is director of the Etiquette Institute of Washington. And Corey Brim is owner of the Sugar Rim Bar. This is not a motley crew. Okay. There's a reason why we have this eclectic selection of people here. We're going to explain that in just a bit. Lines are open if you have a comment or a question at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hi.
Thank you so much for coming in. So let me start with Crystal, since she is the etiquette expert. How do you decide outside of your circle of family and friends who gets a gift and who might these people be?
Certainly. So it changes from year to year, right? It's the people that touch you in that year and look back, take a moment and reflect at the service people that are in your life, the babysitters, the garage attendants, people that have looked out for you. Those are the people you want to look out for during the holidays.
Okay, so service attendants, the guy at the garage, the babysitter, anybody else?
The barista might be a thought, right? If you go to Starbucks every day, might want to do a special lookout. And then also, most important to me, my stylist, right? Mm-hmm. My hairstylist and your barbers.
Oh.
Don't forget them.
Okay, so Crystal, I'm sorry, Taria. You see staff, waiters, waitresses, and the like, and everyone, and everything else. Does wait staff get an extra tip during the holidays?
Well, we hope that happens. We find that the larger the party, the smaller the tip.
What do you mean by that?
So during the holidays, we see large parties come in. You know, you're traveling with grandma, auntie, uncle. So you're coming in with about 18, 20 people.
And so the restaurant. 18 or 20 people?
Yes, this is normal.
Wow.
So coming in, you know, share a meal and, you know, to enjoy each other's company. But at that point, you know, you're dining with 20 people. So your bill goes from being $100 to about $700.
Okay.
Typically, once guests see that, they're like, oh wow! Well, we're just gonna split that check on up, and we're gonna divvy that down to our individual checks. So I talked to some of my servers today, and they said that they find that the bigger the party, the smaller they're getting, the less they're getting tipped.
Even during the holidays.
Even during the holidays.
Okay, but now I've had occasion to eat out when there were more than two people, six, and I know that usually when you may see at the bottom of a menu, parties of six or more, you automatically add a minimum of 18% gratuity. So 20 people, I mean, I know that's a lot of al dente pasta, but still, don't they get 18%?
So that's on a case-by-case basis per restaurant. So that has to be printed on your menu in order for you to implicate that rule. I mean, it just goes based upon the restaurant. My restaurant, we don't implicate that. So we hope that, you know, the party will take care of our server, and we try to give the best service possible from the time they walk into the door to the time they leave our restaurant. So we just hope that, you know, the guest feels that, you know, they would like to tip their server and take care of their server. But it's the holidays. This is how our staff pays the bill. So we hope, you know, they have Christmas gifts to get to.
Do they get more during the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, it's busy. So, I mean, the busier, the better. I mean, you know, so they're turning tables faster. And, you know, like I said, more people coming in, more volume, lots of parties, lots of families. So we just try to take care of them as possible, give them a little, you know, free Prosecco, pass around Prosecco and limoncello in the restaurant, and try to make sure, you know, that people feel, you know, jolly when they leave.
That's not encouraging, Corey. But, you know, in your business, you have a mobile bar.
Yeah, which, we're mobile.
You're a mobile bar, which is... I still have questions about that. But
whole other show, right?
Yeah, that's a completely different show. But, you know, outside of that, during the holidays, do you receive more generous appreciation from your customers?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different on our end as bartenders because, like, you know, we're kind of like the fun people of the party. So people are typically... they're typically accustomed to tipping the bartender, you know, because so the more you tip them, the stronger you drink, kind of the theory, right? And then even at the end of the – because we're mobile and we go to our clients, at the end of the night, they're always, especially around Christmas time, they're always giving that little thank you card with the extra 20 or the extra 50, and they're saying, you know, thank you, we really appreciate you. That's on top of the tips that we got at the bar, too. Mm-hmm. So Christmas time is, for us, pretty good. Mm-hmm. So.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. During this holiday season, outside of your circle of family and friends, who do you buy a gift for, or how might you show a little holiday appreciation for those people who have touched you in one way or another? If you have a comment or a question, give me a call at 202-319-7810. And perhaps, is there someone we may not think would be giftable? Is that right?
It's a word now.
Yes, you know, that isn't related to you or somebody that may be close. Okay, so Crystal, what kind of gift might be appropriate for your barber? Let's start there. Your barber. I have my own thoughts about that. Your barber and your stylist.
Okay, so with my stylist, I'm going to think of tipping what my usual service is, adding that on to my service for the holidays. So I'm going to get my hair done on Monday, and so I will add a normal service onto my regular service, and that's kind of thinking about the whole year. It's not that I don't tip throughout the year, but this is a special time, right?
So here's my problem with that.
Here we go. Buckle up. Here we go.
That's right. You go. Your hair is lovely, by the way. How often do you go to get your hair done?
Every week.
Once a week. Okay.
Sounds so bad, but
no. Yes. No. I mean, you know, you got to keep it together,
right?
So once a week.
Yes.
How much do you pay?
I'm lucky. So I'm paying like around $60.
$60. And so when you tip your stylist, how much are you tipping? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh, $15.
$15. Okay. So that's $15 a week.
Don't ask me the percent.
Yeah, and I'm not. Okay. But I'm thinking $15 a
week.
About 20%. Yeah. So we're talking $60 a month. So you are tipping probably close to $700 a year.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
That got deep.
Yeah, it did. So here's my thing. Here's my thing. Nothing against hairstylists or anything like that. I shave my head, haven't been to a barber in quite some time because for me, it's cheaper. All right. But here's the thing. If you're already tipping about $700 a year and then you're giving an additional tip, I would think, call me frugal, call me crazy, that the tip is, or the appreciation is, that you'll be back in 2020. Okay, as opposed to, you know, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, you'll be back in 2020. And so that would be the appreciation, because there are so many choices out there.
Because you could take your business elsewhere.
Exactly.
I could, but nobody does it quite like my stylist.
You got to be loyal to your stylist, your nail lady. You gotta
Okay.
And the thing is, with my salon, there's a possibility that I could end up with a different stylist, and I don't want that. And my stylist, she always looks out for me time-wise. I can text her. And so the thing is, when you're developing personal relationships with someone that you're interacting with, that takes it to another level. So you also want to look at how long have you known this person? How long has that relationship been formed? And then to what degree do they kind of look out for you? And so that's why, I mean, it's even suggested in my salon to tip $10 on a service. So I do go above and beyond, but that's because she's great. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
There you go. And I'm sure you will see that Christmas Bentley that she will be driving after the first of the year. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about tipping and gift giving outside of your circle of family and friends. How do you make those decisions? What do you give? If you have a comment or question about that, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So, Taria, outside of, you know, we've heard stories nationally, and this has been going on for quite some time, where we've had stories of waiters and waitresses who have received humongous tips, $1,000, $1,200, and the like. And certainly, that would be, a blessing. Anything close to that in your experience?
Yes. Well, when I was hosting, when I was younger, you have a lot of things called handshakes.
Handshakes. What's
handshake?
A handshake?
So people come into the restaurant, say it's an hour and a half wait. Hour, 15 minutes, nice gentleman might say, hey, $100 for you.
Really?
Figure out how you can slide me in.
But do you see more of that during the holidays? I mean, that could happen year round.
No, it's definitely more during the holidays, because there's people have
2 hour wait, right?
Yes, 2 hour wait, even longer wait. So, and also you have your family with you. So a lot of times people are going out to impress. Mm-hmm. So, they don't want to wait. They don't want to go out to a restaurant and you told your homegirl, like, hey, girl, we're going out to eat. We're going to this nice place. And then you get there and it's 2 hour wait. You know, they're coming in like, hey, look, I can't be doing this for 2 hours. Can you slide me in? I mean, also, like I said, you do have nice people that come in and they want to take care of their server and they want to, do nice things. So it definitely happens. But it's not something that's like totally ordinary. It's not something that happens like on a daily basis. I do have a server. Last weekend, we have a regular, and he comes in, and every time he tips about $100.
Wow.
And this is normal for him. So this is something, that's not a Christmas gift. That's what he normally tips. So during Christmas time, it's not like the $100 goes up to $200. It's like, hey, this is what I tip you. This is our normal.
You know it's $100 when you see him.
Listen, that they know, because they stop everything they're doing. They're like, he is here. Here's my money. This is the time for me to get this right now.
Yeah, so. My mom calls that salad, something crisp and green.
Yes. We love a nice Benjamin in the
yes,
service.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. I bet sir. You do. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about tipping and gift giving outside of your circle of family and friends. Do you do it? How do you do it? Why? If you don't, would like to hear from you as well. Francis. Calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Francis. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to share that let's not forget our mailmen and our recycling and garbage workers, as well as those, like, we might have a favorite bus driver, or even, I've given a gift to the gentleman that is at my gym, because he's the greeter at the gym, and he's always there 5 a.m., waiting to say hello to everybody, and he greets everybody by name and addresses everyone, and he lets them know to have a good workout and sends them a special message. So those types of people we shouldn't forget as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Francis. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Millie calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Millie. What's on your mind? Millie, are you there?
How are you?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Tori, my question is, I know for a fact that Sugar Rim Bar is doing, like, amazing things and amazing business. My question is, why do you think people are having so many holiday parties this year more than ever?
I'm sorry, Millie, even before I even get into that, we're talking about tipping and gift giving. I'm not sure that that's really applicable to the conversation.
I told her the question. I apologize.
No, that's okay. But I mean, yeah, we're really talking about gift giving during the holidays and you know, tipping. Do you give tips or gifts outside of your circle of family and friends?
As far as the eating restaurant part for me, because I have a daughter for her part-time job and a son who are waiters and waitresses, they tip 50% to their fellow waiters and waitresses. So, unfortunately, when I go out, I have to do more than 20 every time.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, if you have a holiday party, just make sure you do tip the bartender.
Yes, Millie.
Yeah, there you go, Millie. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about people outside of your circle of friends and family who you feel may deserve a special gift during the holiday season. Do you do it? Do you not? What have you given? What are you planning on doing this year? And how do you keep all of that stuff in the budget? Do you plan as soon as the holiday season starts, just like you may do for, you know, your son or daughter or your spouse or the grandchildren? I'd be interested in hearing what people have to say about that. Mary, calling from Baltimore, we're going to talk to you next. Also, Andre, calling from Alexandria, we are also going to talk to you. And if you can't get through, please keep trying at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to take a break, but stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tis the season for giving, but who do you give to and how do you decide who you're going to give to outside of your circle of family and friends? If you want to show a little bit of appreciation, how do you do that? Well, we have some experts who are in the giving or receiving business, as it were. Taria Griffin is the acting general manager of Fiorella Italian Kitchen. Crystal Bailey is director of the Etiquette Institute of Washington. And Corey Brim is owner of the Sugar Rim Bar. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Crystal, what would be an inappropriate gift to perhaps give to someone outside of that circle of friends? Is there, do you re-gift to the circle of friends? What? I mean, help me out here.
You have to be very careful with re-gifting because, you know, things kind of move around, and if it gets around three times, it might be back to you.
Is that the rule? Three times, it might come back to you. Right.
But I know a lot of times, you know, with friends and family, something small can work, right? If you bake something, if you fix something, candles, something that's homemade and thoughtful. I mean, you don't have to go out and spend $1 million or buy a gift card or all of that. So sometimes something small, personal and thoughtful can be just as good. You know, I have a friend that every year I know that she loves this particular, you know, holiday beverage, and I pick it up at the store for her and drop it off. And that's my, you know, gift to her. So it doesn't always have to be something really big and dramatic. You want to be very very careful. Also, when you're thinking, though, about your coworkers, because that comes up a lot, right? Making sure you're not gifting anything that's too personal, perfumes or clothing.
Especially if they have a husband or wife.
Yeah, that probably would not. Thank you for that, Corey.
So all things to think about. And then when it comes to, you know, gifting, as we were talking about earlier with people that provide a service in your life, just making sure that for those people that you're not necessarily doing the baked goods and things like that. Like,
why not?
Because not everybody wants to eat your food.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
People don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to just end up in the trash, right?
Right. So. that does make sense. Now, what about a neighbor?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can give them something a little more.
What if I don't like my neighbor?
I don't know my neighbors.
You see, okay, you see, that's... I don't like my neighbors. It must be a millennial thing. I have wonderful neighbors. I really do. And I think that... and I know one of my neighbors is probably listening, so I'm not going to say anything about him or her because he or she may get something from me. And I want to make sure that he or she does not anticipate anything. But I really do have wonderful neighbors. We really look out for each other. And if there is any inkling that something untoward is happening in the neighborhood, I get phone calls, I will get a text or something like that, and I really think, you can do the stylist. I'm going to take care of my neighbors, okay, because those are the ones that I think are really, really important. What about alcohol?
Yes.
Yes.
You
yes.
say yes.
Send the alcohol.
What do you
yes.
say?
Yes.
I say yes if you know that the recipient drinks, right? And if not, or if you're unsure, then to move on to something else that's edible that will be just as nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there you go.
They make these incredible gift boxes now, like Hennessy, Jack Daniels. They come with glasses and...
Really?
I'm accepting.
I'm going to have to, someone send me that.
But see, if you're budget conscious, instead of Hennessy, you may want to give them some Brennessy.
You want to give
something a little cheaper. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Mary, calling from Baltimore. Mary, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was calling about tipping and, giving Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to not forget the school teachers. I used to give to my children's teachers. Just something little, like a candy jar. And, like, scratch-off tickets always plays well. So
scratch-off?
I never
thought about that.
A long way with coworkers.
That's the scratch off. That's not a bad idea.
What
but
if they win?
Yeah, but if they win like $10,000, would you expect
that's
a
okay.
cut?
That's okay. It was just meant for them to have the $10,000 given from me.
There you
so
go.
I don't worry about that. I let it go.
And if they win the $10,000, your child better pass.
But what if they don't win?
Is that like not giving a gift? Hey, well, what about that? I mean, that is an interesting thought because, okay, if you spend $5 on I don't know how much scratch-off tickets are, but if they're a dollar each or something like that, isn't it the thought that counts?
No.
It's not?
No.
You don't think
Someone
so?
Someone gave me a scratch-off ticket before, and I had a whole attitude.
Really?
Because what are we about to do with this? I want a dollar. I'm not going to collect that.
See?
By the time I drop my gas, no.
I don't really want, I'll take it, but I'm not looking forward to a scratch-off ticket.
Okay. Cynthia? I'm sorry, Mary, we've got a little division in here, but I still think it's the thought that counts, and so thank you so much for sharing, Mary. I appreciate it. Let's go to Cynthia. Cynthia calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
Cynthia, taking my call.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
My question, Mary kind of touched on it. My 15-month-old started daycare back in October, and I want to give his teachers something, but I'm just not quite sure what to get. The only thing is he does great teachers, but there are about 8 staff altogether to kind of help out and look out for him. So I'm struggling between, do I get everyone something, do a group gift, or, I'm looking for ideas.
Interesting. Thoughts?
Yeah, if you have a group or a... large amount of people that will be kind of touched by this gift than something that's shareable, right? Something that is edible, a gift basket, a fruit basket, something like that. I'll enjoy what you have to offer and to give. Otherwise, individually, you know, a gift card, gift cards are kind of sad to me, but hey, they work out well, like for a local coffee shop or local restaurant or store, right? And you can support small businesses as well when you do that. So think about maybe some of those things.
Okay. Cynthia, thank you so much. Why is a gift card sad to you?
Because it lacks ideas, I guess, and like
creativity,
putting a lot of creativity,
effort.
Thought,
effort. It's right there on the express checkout.
I like gift cards. I don't know. I like just regular like American Express gift cards or a Visa gift card because a lot of times, I know, especially like my parents, I don't want them to like buy me something specific. I just want some money for Christmas.
But we're not talking about your parents. We're talking about someone that you have no emotional connection to.
Yeah, but yeah, and $20 is cool. Starbucks.
So I've gotten a lot of gift cards, and I really don't really use my gift cards, so I've repurposed my gift cards. So like some of my clients that like I've had them for a couple of years, they've always supported me. So around Christmas time, I literally have a stack of gift cards and I didn't use them. I'm not going to use them. So
why
I just,
not?
Yeah. I'm not going to Target anytime soon. We're always working. Oh, you're going to, I can send them to you.
Send them to me. I am always at Target.
No, so I put them in a handwritten note and I send them out to my clients. Some of my top clients at the end of the year.
That's interesting.
I have gift cards from like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I have to check the balance to make sure the money's still on there. And I never use it.
I literally get a gift card and I'm in the store, yeah, like right away.
Absolutely.
Give me a Starbucks gift card. It is gone.
You are on my list, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Andre, calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling, Andre. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, my name is Andre Tanks, and that gentleman, Corey Brim, should know me very well. That's my cousin.
Okay. Everybody calling in for Corey tonight.
We're all cousins tonight.
I wanted to say his uncle, you know, we're talking about giving here. His uncle, Donald Lee Houston, raised me, and he taught me the very importance of giving. And I'm sitting here listening to, you know, some of the things that you guys are talking about, even with the scratch ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one ticket would kind of irritate me. But usually, if you're for your birthday or something, if you turn 40, we give you 40 scratch tickets, and that increases your chances of winning. I think, honestly, it is the thought that counts, and it just depends on how well you know a person. I think if you give a person, like, such as myself, I love cars. If someone gives me something associated with cars, then I say, okay, that person really knows me and is really trying to make me happy, and they're feeling good that they gave me something that will make me feel good. You know, it's like they say, you know, it's better to give than receive. And as far as even tipping, I look at it as a hookup. If I go to a restaurant and I tip you well, then I know I'm going to keep getting exceptional service from you because I got a big mouth. And I tell everybody, hey, go to that store, go to that restaurant, go to that event or something, you know, because, you know, we want to keep it going and we want to do the right thing towards people.
Okay. Well, Andre, thank you so much, and also for the genealogy lesson with everyone.
That's back to what you were saying about knowing
thank
the person
you so much.
That you're giving the gift to, right? Like getting something that you know that they would appreciate,
yes,
instead of just randomly getting a gift.
That makes a difference.
But okay, but and I 100%.
But how do I get my mailman a gift? I haven't talked to him all year.
Well, you have to be careful about that, too.
Why do you say that?
Because there are federal regulations that you need to think about, and they cannot accept cash. They can't accept a cash equivalent, so that Amex gift card won't work, but you could do a coffee shop gift card, right? So there are other options. They cannot accept over $20 as well. So keep all of that in mind, but it doesn't mean that they cannot accept just not over $20.
And I do agree that if you are going to give a gift, if you were taking the time in your head to think this person deserves something, then I would think that they also deserve the consideration of thoughtfulness.
Agreed.
so that if it's a neighbor, for example, and if you know your neighbor, obviously, if you don't know your neighbor,
that was the
first one. Right, then no, I mean seriously, if you don't know your neighbor, then don't give your neighbor anything, okay? But I mean, you know, if you could, I don't know, if your neighbor did something for you, really, really special, like, I don't know, loaned you a tool. Or something like that. And you're always borrowing tools from them. Maybe you want to go out and get them one of those tool cases. They're not that expensive. Pick one that's quality.
Yeah.
And you can do something like that.
Or just give them the tools back that you kept all year long.
Right, well, yeah.
In the toolbox.
Exactly. Okay, just put a bow on it. Yes, exactly. Or again, if you have somebody, if you know someone who, and I'm talking about something really, really specific. I do have a neighbor. She likes to cook. If I were to get something for her, and I know she's not listening, but if I were to do that, maybe I would get her some newfangled utensils, because that's her thing.
Where do you live? I need to get in this neighborhood. Y'all are giving away some gifts in this neighborhood.
Some nice gifts.
My neighbors, yes. I would be surprised if my neighbors bring me anything. I would be highly surprised.
Well, yeah, we'll see. And sometimes it's not something that they do all year long,
right. Mm-hmm.
But there may be something highly specific that they've done during the course of the year, just one thing.
Yeah.
And you may want to perhaps, thank them for that. I do want to ask, and this has to do with, the service industry that both of you are in. Outside of cheap tipping, and this is something, yeah, I know, this isn't about the money, but what is it that you don't like that your customers do? I mean, if you could say this, and I'm not talking about getting sloppy drunk or cursing somebody out, mm-hmm. but I'm talking about some of the more subtle things that they may not realize that they do that would help them immensely, making them better customers.
One thing when I was back in the restaurant serving is, you would go to a table. Hey, good afternoon. How are you? You're welcome. Can I get a water? You go get the water. You come back. Can I get a napkin? Can I get a ketchup? It's like, is there anything else? Just tell me everything that you need instead of running me back. Because in a busy time in a restaurant, mm-hmm. even though I have four tables,
right.
We're running. So if you just let me know everything, I'm not mad, but just let me know everything. Because time right now, because we only have 12 to 2 for mm-hmm. lunch, just let me know everything that you need, and I'll get you everything in one shot. And take care of you.
But
and
what if you don't know?
But
they know.
You know.
They know. Harold.
You know.
They know. Harold.
You know.
They know.
Come on now.
They
know. You know you thirsty. Tell me you ain't know you was thirsty.
It's like when I go out, I tell the person, bring me three waters. Just bring me three. That way you don't have to keep running back and forth. I don't have to look for you.
He needs to come by anytime.
Well, say thirst is real. I'll have two of those innocents.
But the thing that we also never talk about, but we talk about kind of behind the scenes. You
okay.
know, and we have groups on Facebook. But we always discuss about, like, if you don't have money to tip, don't go out.
Can I get a...
Stay home.
Hey.
Stay home.
Was that a preach right there?
We just do not understand how you come out, and then sometimes they'll even write, we have groups, and they'll write things on there saying, sorry, I didn't have enough money to tip you.
Yeah.
That even hurts more.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather you just totaled me out zero than write, like, your service is great, mm-hmm. but we didn't have enough money to tip you. God bless you.
Right. I would say the other thing, especially like from a bar aspect, I know you'll definitely appreciate this. So, we have pours that we have in a restaurant. We have recipes for drinks, and this is the way the drink is going to be made, and this is the way we've made it. We've went through pricing and all this stuff, okay? So when you come to the bar and you're like, can I get this drink, but can I get it strong?
Right. Want stronger
yeah,
than,
you want, okay.
Okay,
mm-hmm. so you would like an extra shot
extra
in your
shot.
Drink. Well, I have to pay for that, right? Well, yes, that would be a charge.
Hmm.
That would be an extra shot. Oh, well, you can't just make it a little special for me? Like, Right. Okay. So I can. I would like to do that for you. Now, regulars, you know, you come in, you know, you might hook up the drink a little bit, but you're just coming in for the first time. Like, we're going to make the drink to protocol. My bartenders have equipment that they use to measure your alcohol. So then the other thing is, you know, you come to the bar and it's, I give you a menu and it's, how much is this? Well, ma'am, if you turn the menu over, you'll find a list of drinks and cocktails as well as our other beverages, and it'll list the price right next to it. Well, how much is this, though? Okay, well, I just literally. Mm. And it just gives you, you just stare at them because you're like, is it me? Because I look around. I be like, is it?
Like you're getting punked. Like,
yeah, like, yeah, like am I Martian? I be wondering because sometimes because it's just like. You literally have the menu. Like, I don't know what else I can do for you besides give you that.
Mm. You are chomping at the bit.
Just along these lines, my issue is that we are so have it your way.
Right.
Right? And, you know, a chef goes over to France. They study for 12 years. They come to D.C. and open a restaurant. And, you know, they want to serve you a salad that's light and bunny leaf salad. And you're like, ranch. Well... Right. Fine, but the chef was inspired by like this apricot vinaigrette, and a lot of times we just need to think. Somebody has put some thought into this, and so the way that we want to customize something with what we're just so accustomed to or used to, I have nothing against ranch, but just sometimes go with the flow.
I was taught.
But this goes back to the original point. If you want microgreens, if I just found out about what that is yesterday. If you want microgreens with ranch and you want to alter the recipe, if you're tipping the waitress, you give him or her that extra holiday tip, although if you're going to be a repeat customer, does that holiday extra tip give you? No, it doesn't give you.
I learned that the whole point of going to a restaurant is to eat someone else's interpretation of something. Mm-hmm. If you would like to eat your food the way you like it, then we welcome you to do that at home.
At home.
I have another question, and this has to do with the holiday tipping. And the reason I ask this is because my daughter worked in a restaurant where the tips were divided equally.
Pooled together?
Pooled tips.
Is that what they call it? Pooled together. Okay. But if you want to... But if I want to tip Mary or John's, because Mary or John, every time I come in, Mary or John, they are just wonderful. They are polite. And I and any person with eyes can see when a restaurant is particularly busy. And so Mary or John, they're really, really busy. So, you know, I have plans to go and see Mary or John on Saturday to give them a $50 tip on a couple of drinks. Do I need to ask whether or not the tips are pooled?
Well,
and how? Because I just want to give this to Mary or John.
This is okay. So I will say, in my restaurant, we have two bartenders on the weekend, so they pool everything. As server wise, you also have support staff. So just because you give your server $20, they're tipping out a certain percentage to the busser, also to the food runner. So they're not getting that whole
exactly.
Tip.
And the bar.
Yeah, and the bar. Yeah, I forgot about them. That's great. And the bar.
And the hostesses.
It depends on the restaurant. It depends on the restaurant for hostesses. But, I mean, it is something that you should consider. If you do see, especially if you do go to a bar, if you see two people behind the bar, you should kind of assume that they're splitting the tips.
But if there's a waitress or a waiter that I specifically want this to go to, how is that done? Should I ask?
I think you should ask. Because I know when I was doing it, people would ask. They would say, they wanted to know for sure, are you getting this tip?
Or is
it getting, and sometimes, though, you know, there's another thing that we do with, when we do like private parties, we'll have guests that tell us that, like, we don't want you to put out a tip jar. You know, but I really believe that if your service is that good, if you're really that good, even if you're waiting tables or something, people just, is there something inside of you where you have to like, I got to do something. There's something, there's a button inside of you that says like, I got to do. And it doesn't have to be monetary, but there's something that says like, I got to show this person I appreciate the fact that they went a little bit extra in their job, whether it be a tip or you pull the manager to the side and say thank you. But our guests, they put the money on the bar and they like slide it over. Yeah. And we both look at it like, okay, I'm going to just, I mean, I know you said no tip jar, but I, you know, and you also don't want to, you also don't want to be the person turning everyone down and wants to tip you,
right.
You know, because you want to be able to receive blessings too. I mean, that's what I believe too.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that I think is really critical in the gift giving thing. If you receive a gift from one that is completely unexpected from someone who is not, again, within your circle of family or friends, should you feel obligated to then give that person?
Great question.
No pressure.
Miss Etiquette.
I would say that no, you should not feel the pressure. It was a very kind gesture, and you can tell them that it was so unexpected. Thank you. If you are the person that wants to be super prepared and maybe have some gift cards on the side and ready to go, you can do that. But I mean, it was a beautiful gesture.
You know, we live in a world where Karen's going to bring that up right. 6 months at the yeah. little kid's birthday party, and she's going to get drunk with the wine and be like, "I gave Miss Etiquette a fruit basket, and she didn't even say thank you." Or yeah.
Oh, you'll get a thank you note. Thank you note. Oh, thank you notes are great.
Nah, there you go. Right.
Handwritten thank you notes.
Yeah. Mm, it's like a gift.
Oh, from a millennial. There you go.
I was going to say, you got a text.
This is a pen.
Listen, okay, I send mail out Christmas time. Yeah. That's about it.
And I think that's the thing, because if I were to give a neighbor, he or she, or even a family for that matter, I would not ever expect anything other than a thank you, because I don't want. Well, here's a term, quid pro quo. Okay.
Good term.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. because it would truly be an expression of appreciation, you know, for them. Okay. But I wouldn't expect anything back other than a thank you and a continuation of the kind of relationship that prompted me to give a gift in the first place.
Right.
You know, so, and here's another thing, and this is for you two, and I think more specifically for Taria, how should you address bad service?
Well, I always...
Short of telling the boss, is there an appropriate way to do that?
That's a good question.
Don't look at me.
I just happened to glance. I honestly feel as though if you feel like your service isn't that great, I usually tell my server, I'll be like, hey, are you a little busy right now? Would it be better for me to just give this all to you right now? Or would you like to come back? Because I'm a fan of someone telling me what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I hate for guests to be unhappy and then I see a review 2 days later and I'm like, wow, well, I was around. No one asked for me. No one said anything. Like, I just think you should not necessarily tell a boss, but tell somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I also think something else that gets me and my servers know this is if I have a guest and they're asking someone else for something. Because then I'm looking around like, well, why are they asking him for something when I know that server is not over there? Or if someone's asking me to get them a glass of wine, I'm happy to. But what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So
should you tip your server even if you have bad
service? Come on, Harold.
Listen.
Come on. Okay.
So this is something that...
It's investigative reporting right here. I like this.
I think that you should tip your server regardless. Mm. Now, I say this because servers get paid $3 an hour in some states, other states, $2, whatever. Do you have to give a server that's bad service 20%? No. I don't agree with that. But I do think that you should give them something. I mean, this is how they make their money.
Have you ever not tipped?
No, I've never not tipped.
Never?
I've never not tipped. The worst tip I've ever given was 12%.
I remember coming when I was a young child, a friend of the family used to tip, and this was decades ago. This is when the standard was 15%.
Mm-hmm.
But when he received bad service, he would ask for a glass of ice water, and he would put his 15% tip in the water.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
That's wild. First of all, I'm going to get that out the water.
You are. And I think he was trying to send a message. But I think, you know, particularly nowadays, considering how that's creative, but you also don't want to tick off your server because you don't know what that's.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes bad service isn't because a server's a poor server. It could be because they're just in the weeds, an industry term. You know, they can't see above. They can't just get above water, you know. And sometimes you get so busy, you just can't catch up.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not their fault. It's just the luck of the draw, you know. So I always tip.
I have a couple of minutes left. I'll let you have the final word, Crystal, on holiday gift-giving etiquette outside of, you know, their really close folks. Final thoughts.
Sure. Don't forget to plan ahead, right? This is something you're going to have to think about. It's not like you're going to all of a sudden get this budget to be able to give gifts out to this set of people. So the same way that I create a gift list for, you know, my parents and my family, I'm going to create a gift list for the people that have touched me throughout the year. Do not forget them and just put a little something aside, right, for the goodness that they've given you.
I like that. Well, I certainly appreciate all of you coming in. Taria Griffin, Crystal Bailey, and Corey Brim, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you, and I will be looking for gifts from all of
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Yes. Send you a handwritten thank you note.
Well, there you go. That's right, with proper spelling. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Harold Fisher. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.